Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
I am so excited. I am here back with you. And I have with me Michelle and Bella DeKaiser. They're going to talk about how we support each other as a family as you pursue your own passions. Welcome, ladies.
I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome, Bella. Bella actually gave her own talk earlier today, and so did Michelle. And then they decided that they were going to give a mother-daughter talk, which I am super honored to be a part of. And we were just talking in the green room that my daughter is going to be on this summit and my mother is as well. So this is a very big passion for me on International Women's Day. Michelle, what was your talk about earlier today?
Well, actually, my talk is next hour. Wants to see it. But it will also be how to rediscover yourself through genuine connections, and how we can get our passions alive through that, because we lose that somewhere along the way. And then we want it, but then we're not sure how to do it. So come check that out as well. But we'll talk a little bit about that as we talk about our passions in this chat as well.
Awesome. And Bella, what was your talk about today?
How to pursue your passions through a child's eye.
How to push through your passions through a child's eye. I love this. And then you decided to come together and talk about how you can support each other having different passions, but at the same time, supporting each other as a family. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. It can be difficult. I know, it can be difficult because I'm just going to talk to your mom here for a second, Bella. From my perspective as a mom, sometimes we're like, okay, your passions, what do we need to do to make your magic happen? And you're kind of focused on that and you forget who you are as a person. And then Bella, I'm just going to talk to you for a minute. Sometimes moms and parents can get in the way, right? And we're like, it's not really about you. It's about me over here. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, great. And I definitely know that can be true. And we want to support each other. We want to support each other in their passions, but at the same time, we want to follow our own. So this is definitely a conundrum. How do we do both of those things? So Michelle, I'll toss the ball to you first. Share with us what your thoughts are on this process.
Well, I think it comes down to figuring out, especially as a mom, I felt so lost because I decided that I didn't necessarily deserve, but I was in that maradon feeling like I shouldn't be able to go after myself. I need to make sure that they get everything they need. And I didn't necessarily feel like I could do that. And what I noticed was I started to just feel really lost. And I felt to see myself like more when all of a sudden when as they got a little bit older, you start to have a little bit more downtime. They're playing nicely together. So you're like, I have these pockets of time. What do I do with it? Well, then I found myself scrolling on my phone or like playing Candy Crush or doing things where after all of a sudden I was like, I look up, I'm like, what have I been doing? And I haven't even been paying attention to them. And I start to realize, what do I actually want to do? Because I do have a way to do this. And so as I went down the entrepreneur route, I was like, my first thought was like, am I going to take away from my family? What I never saw was the inspiration of like my daughter sitting here next to me today, or of my son wanting to help me make a YouTube video, or my husband even coming up with ideas left here every once in a while, like, oh, you should do this kind of for a short. But those things like I would never have saw, which was creating such better connections than when I was sitting there thinking, I can't do my own thing, but I can still do it and support them.
So powerful. All right. So Bella, your perspective, how do you make sure that you can pursue your own passions without being and knowing what your own passions are? Because sometimes as kids, I know from my own kids' experience, they get through school, right? And they're trying to please everybody and they're trying to get everybody's approval of, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? Did I get the A? Did I get the grades? Am I taking the right classes? And then when you get through the day, you're like, what are my passions? What am I supposed to be here for? Do you feel like that sometimes?
No, because my mom and dad give me a lot of freedom on my passions.
Really? Well, you are one of the lucky ones. I'm super glad to hear that. Tell me what your passions are.
Well, they're swimming and working on this website called evilpumpkin.com on my cat, which is a little evil chubby devil.
A little evil chubby devil? That's awesome. How did you know that this was a passion of yours, swimming or working on this, a little chubby devil?
Well, I found swimming when I was upset that, my brother was better at me in Taekwondo because he had better memory. And so I found swimming and all of a sudden I started to become way ahead of him. And I could hold my breath for longer than him. I could perfect my strokes better than him. And then I found that as something to calm me from me being mad and upset.
Oh, really? A good use of dispersing the energy when you're frustrated or upset to channel it into something like exercise. That is really powerful to know at the age of 9. And I love that you know your passions. Honestly, when you quiz people, usually at your age, they're like, well, what do you mean? Right? So I'm super glad that you already know what you're passionate about. Do you think that that's something that you'll carry through with for your whole life? Or do you think that's just a passion that's current?
I think I'll carry it through my whole life.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll lose the evil pumpkin thing either.
I love the evil pumpkin thing.
Can you elaborate on your stories behind evil pumpkin?
Well, do I tell a story?
Just tell them what you mean by evil pumpkin. I don't think you quite explained it. You did a really good job in our last talk.
Pumpkin is a chubby.
But what are you doing about evil pumpkin?
I'm writing stories, creating websites, and trying to make books about him.
Wow.
As all siblings together, all three of them, they've made Evil Pumpkin movies and videos together as the three of them.
Well, try to make movies.
Try to make them, but they've had fun. They had a maze all over the basement, but just kind of doing that together. And they got inspired by her love of this story that Liam loves making videos. So they want to help her in pursuing that and making these videos come alive. And he was helping her with some of the tech and some of the stuff in Canva and things like that to help to get her going on that.
Wow. Brothers and sisters working together to put together a project of passion for each one of them. That is really powerful. That doesn't happen everywhere. So explain to us, Michelle, how you raised these amazing children that know their own passions, that are able to step into them at such an early age, and to be able to work with each other to be able to create something even more magic.
Honestly, to be purposely honest, which goes back to my talk as well, is it starts with figuring out what you want. And then by modeling it, by them seeing me create this business of connecting mamas and seeing that I'm enjoying it, even not necessarily like success to where I want it yet, but they see the process and the journey, and it's basically the modeling of it. So then that's inspired her and my son to like think about their own YouTube channels or whatever they might want to do. Recently, my son, there was an entrepreneur summit last summer for kids that we bought the VIP package for, forgot about it. Recently watched a video on how to grow microgreens into a business for kids. It was a really well done. So our bathroom this week is now full of microgreens growing.
And mud.
And so, but I mean, it's honestly offering the possibilities, because at first you want to do cooking and stuff, but then you seem to be shy about that and the things. And it's just keep offering the opportunities, like offering Bella the opportunity to speak today. I mean, it wasn't like, Bella, you have to do this, but let me explain some of the benefits of what you'll get from this and what it would do. And introducing her to Jackie Bailey, which was great because she was great to work with her and help her get ready for it. And she worked with some of the other kids, and that inspiration of working together. And I think that's what it comes down to, is the kids are seeing what you're doing, but then just providing opportunity. And that's one thing, is like not providing the opportunity to feel like that they have to do it. So like, if they want to try soccer, they want to try, we do say once they commit to something, they do have to finish out a season, but like they've all tried soccer. None of it's stuck. Right. But like then moving on to something else, Bella and Lily have tried gymnastics, didn't stick, but when they sign up for it, you need to finish it till the end of that class to give it a fair try. And so right now, actually Bella, she said Taekwondo, Lily, Liam, and I joined them. I do Taekwondo with them. And Liam and I just got our black belts together. So I think like the participation and doing it with them and them seeing you, but it's really just comes down to the modeling, because you can say what you want them to do as a happy, healthy kid, but it's like blah, blah, blah. And what they really are sponges is looking at what you're doing. And I saw the difference from before, when I wasn't actually going after the things I wanted, but the fights and the yelling that I had in me. And I mean, even the relationship I had with Liam before, we were very confrontational. He's very much like me. And until I started having the space and, you know, fill your cup first, it's true. Once you can do that and have that conversation, then you can model that and have those genuine connections with them.
Well, I honor you for doing that and stepping into it, because I do think that when we focus on somebody else's passions and lose our own, that nobody wins that game, right? That it's, and then they're thinking that they want you to do something and you're not pursuing your own. And you're absolutely right. You know, you can say it as many times as you want. They're watching what you're doing. Very, very true. So speaking of watching what you're doing, Bella, I saw some little eyes like appear across the screen there, little orange ones. Share with us what that is.
Oh, Mom was doing something with talking and then I just tried to help her elaborate.
Tell us what that is. Those are adorable. Is that the pumpkin thing?
I have 8 of them.
Oh, you have
stuff
8
from
of them?
Valentine's Day. What? I have them from Valentine's Day and things. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. Well, what message would you give kids out there who are not pursuing their passions, that are just trying to get through the day, that are not feeling happy about what they're doing and don't have an outlet like swimming to be able to really unleash their anger in a different, more constructive way?
Your pillow.
All right. Yeah. Grab it, like, beat up your pillow. Yell into your pillow.
And then once you're done with that, then you try to observe and you try to find something you're grateful for to help find things to help find your passions.
Ooh, very good. Gratitude is an excellent doorway into possibility. Michelle, did she learn that from you, or is she a living example of it herself?
Well, I think during COVID, a lot of this started, and what we started doing during COVID was, because, you know, feeling so isolated and stuff, at the dinner table, we had a notebook and we haven't kept it up since, but for a good year, we every day went around the table and actually I had documented what people were grateful for, just to get that going. And then now, actually part of our family meetings, we do a family meeting as often as we try to, once a weekend, but it doesn't always happen. Our family medley, as our son renames it. But what I've learned from, I can't think of her name right now, but from, she wrote the Miracle Morning for Parents. Lindsay is her name, McCarthy. And what she taught me was shower with gratitude. So we go around the table and we shower each other with gratitude of what we enjoyed for the week from that person, and really try to bring that forth. And my husband will actually put that a lot in the car trips when the kids are fighting with each other. And she will bring out too. And I doesn't have to just be me leading it anymore. It's like one of them, like, I think it's time to shower each other with gratitude. We've been too angry with each other. Let's try to change that wavelength a little bit. And he will do that a lot. Instead of yelling at them in the car, he's like, oh, I'm gonna shower with gratitude.
Well, I love that. A great way to channel into positivity. Can you share with us some of the gratitudes that you've expressed about your children? And maybe, Bella, you can share some that you can express that what you have showered your mom and dad with. What are some of the things you are grateful for? Michelle, you can go first, and then Bella.
So really try to be specific to the day. So it's going to be hard to remember exactly, but a lot of times it's like something like the extra helping around the house, or like something like, or proud of that, you know, showing how grad, like when she was doing state, we're like showing how grateful we were that we got to join this and be there with her and do that with her. And just really trying to be as specific as we can. Cause a lot of times we notice when they're showering with, it'll be like something they did today or yesterday. And we're like trying to do something the whole week. So then as soon as like, we might bring in, like, we went to Universal over Christmas. And then, so like, they didn't even bring that up. So then I was like, oh, I'm so glad you joined me for Universal. And it's like trying to remember, Palace just kind of reminds us of what we've done together as well. Mm-hmm. But trying to be as specific as we can to something in that week. So we like can really just be there with each other and try to remember. And it almost reminds you too, because sometimes we forget, like, oh yeah, that happened this week. And then it moves us forward in that.
I like the specificity of it as opposed to, well, I'm grateful that you always make me lunch, right? But right. It's more like, I'm really grateful that you remember that I liked this kind of sandwich in my lunch, right? For this week or whatever, can be very, very powerful to connect with. I'm paying attention to you. I see you. I know what you're doing for me. I recognize it and I appreciate it. Bella, how about you? What do you recognize or feel gratitude for your mom?
I'm grateful that they're there to support me during the swim, and how my dad or mom would drive me to practice at least 3 times a week.
Wow. All right. So obviously they have done this before and they are living the dream. This is really exciting. Maybe is there anything, well, this one's a tough question for you, Bella. Is there anything that you can be grateful for your brother for?
That's actually kind of easier.
Tell me.
Well, they'll play any game I'm willing to when we have the day off of school or it's the weekend, such as Film Evil Pumpkin, or just play a board game or a card game or play school or clean the basement or anything else.
Bella, this is fantastic. And Michelle, you are living the dream with kids that can support each other and totally enjoy each other. I love it. Tell me a little bit about the stuff that's behind you, the create, the giving, the persist, and the family goal of kind intentions.
Well, we have to keep reminding about the intentions. So we try to keep that family goal. It's actually probably been there for about 2 months because we need to keep, we haven't changed that in a long time. We were doing family goals more consistently in the family meeting. But the kind intentions, we were kind of doing kind actions and we kind of like moved through the kindness, kind words. And then now we're at the kind intentions and just remembering when we're having those fights, going back to what was the intention behind what you've wanted. My son will have the, sometimes he will be really upset about something, but it's like, what was your intention behind what you wanted? Like, you wanted her to do that for you, but it was the way you asked that made her upset and it wasn't going to get that result. So how can we get back to that intention of you wanted her to do that for you? So how do you ask so that actually happens? Because he has a tendency to like bark orders at people. So we've worked on that. And then those are our words of the year. So we have create, giving, persist, pause, and believe are the words of the year for each of us. And giving is our family word. And that comes back to you. Want to tell about you do better. You want to tell about 365 Give, what we worked on?
Well, it was this program that we found about how you give back to the earth one day and how it'll make the world happier.
Oh, I need to know more. Tell me about this program. How do we give back to the earth?
It's just something simple, like maybe smiling, giving somebody a hug if they need it, planting flowers for somebody, doing an extra chore for somebody, opening the door for somebody.
Wonderful. So it's not just the physical earth, it's the people in it, the universe that's here around us.
I'll have to admit, there was this one day that I think it was a snow day, actually, and we just got so mad at each other. It was a point where I had to like close my door and lock it and say, you can't come near me. Like, I'm just annoyed. And I was scrolling on my phone, looking through YouTube, and I found a TEDx talk. It's actually 365 Give. I cannot think of her name right now, but it's there. Look it up. And there's a whole tons of YouTube. But what she did was she took her 3-year-old son and for a whole year did a giving project with him every day of the entire year. So that's where it stemmed from. And she started a blog. And so creating this movement. And so with my kids, I was like, we were having that bad day. And I was like, you guys want to watch this with me? We tried watching the first time, all curled up in bed, and lasts about 10 minutes. Everyone got mad at each other. But eventually we came back to it and we watched it. And so now our intention every morning is at least just to watch a YouTube video of like what one person did. And even if we, and just to have that thought process in our heads, of which inspired my son when he first watched it, he wants to, for Mother's Day, he wanted to go around the entire neighborhood and put a plant on everyone's doorstep. And I didn't realize how serious he was about until he actually asked me to go for a walk last weekend. And I was like, weird. I always want to go for a walk, but he never does. So they just got back from camping. So they're all tired. So I'm like, okay, I'll get him out of the house. You guys take your rest and relax. Nalim and I are walking the neighborhood. He's counting all the houses in the neighborhood, figuring out which ones we know and which ones had to get a bigger flower. But like, he was making a plan to how he's going to, he wants to do these little pots from Dollar Tree and put them on everyone's doorstep. And that was something he had in his mind from the first day, like wanting to give to others. Like he loves growing things. He loves cooking. And so that was something he wanted to do. So we're like, well, flowers in winter is probably not a good idea, but Mother's Day might be a good idea. And so we sparked that in him to go for it. So we have the microgreens growing, and now he's going to work on this plant project.
The bathroom's not going to be accessible.
We have to turn the fan on every day in the bathroom to make sure the air is circulating, since it's still winter. We don't want to open the window yet.
That's right. These are not plants that you grow outside. Microgreens are grown indoors. Super fun playing with you ladies today. You actually have a free gift for our audience. It's called the Free Mama Mini Check-In Course. Tell me what this is all about.
So I do. So it's part of my Connecting with Mamas, which is part of the next series I'm doing, but it's all about the genuine connection. So I go through the framework of check-in, and each letter of check-in represents one of the lessons. So we have curiosity, honesty, expectations, connection, keep listening, and intentional now. And so all of those you get in this free gift. You get one video, which is anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes, and one activity. So it shouldn't take you more than 15 minutes. It's just starting that baby steps, that process of checking in with yourself, but then you move on to checking with others through the course of this. And so it's all yours, free. Click on the link. There shall be a VIP gift as well coming in, which is a longer version of this course. Each course is more than 30 minutes, but going deep into each letter, a lot more activities and handouts and workbooks to go with that process. So you start off with the free version, resonates with you, go and get that VIP package, check in with the longer version, and then come see me if you need more.
That sounds great. All right, ladies, it has been a true pleasure playing with you today. I believe if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. And this was really fun for me. Thank you so much for spending your fantabulous, Willa says. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We are delighted that you both are here. Up next, we have another couple of amazing speakers. I don't know who's on this track, but we have several speakers to choose from. But before we let you go, oh no, we have Sherry. Sherry is our keynote speaker. Sherry is from Sherry's Berries. She is Sherry Fitzpatrick. She created Sherry's Berries out of something that she loved. And her story is a cautionary tale, which you are going to love. But before we let you go, Michelle and Bella, any final words for our crew?
Well, the first thing I have to give one shout out to Purple Grandmother, who sponsored us for this position. And it really is about the family connection and supporting each other. So that's the generational support as well. And so we wanted to really shout out and to show how, like, it doesn't always have to be your immediate family, but it's supporting the people that you love and how you do it. And so really, again, it just comes down to that modeling and being open to listening and experiences, exploring with each other and what you want to get back to that curiosity. I always look through her eyes because they get more curious than me when I feel like stuck. And I'm like, Bella, what are you guys up to? Let's go have some fun together. And then you learn more.
That I like Liam and Lily and how I can help Liam with making movies and helping Liam make a mess in the bathroom.
you guys do that.
Well, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. And making a mess in the bathroom, microgreen sounds like a lot of fun to me. All right, ladies, it's been a genuine pleasure. We got to go, but we're delighted that you came. I'm Kimberly Crowe. We'll see you at the top of the hour for Sherry Fitzpatrick. Cheers.
Hey, everyone.
For joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.